It's not going to hurt them. Let them win. Let them think they're smarter than you. Hey, how's it? Welcome to It's a Hawaii Thing. I'm Lanai, and that's Brooke Lee. Please don't get us confused.
We have
a very special guest. How to get ethnic?
Really? Hey, how's it? I was like, wait, what happened?
We have very special guests on the show. One of your buddies.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to introduce her?
Napiera.
She has such a long resume.
And I go so far back that it's kind of crazy. But she was literally missed her high school. Am I making this up? High school, like, graduation or something in order to be in the pageant, because she was the youngest contestant of Miss USA in 1997 in Shreveport, Bossier City. She was Miss DC.
Wait, you can't say nothing yet. She's not done introducing
you. She was Miss DC, and I was Miss Hawaii, and we were best friends. Like, from the moment we met, we would cause all kinds of shenanigans. And we've stayed close all these years, and I've watched her go through all of the wonderful things she's done. She's been on soap operas. She's been acting and everything.
Can I read some of them?
Go ahead. Go.
Pretty Freaking Scary, That Girl Lele, American Auto, The Neighborhood, High School Musical, Wisdom of the Crowd. She was on Pitch. She was in The Following, Hostages, Elementary, 30 Rock, Girlfriends, All of Us, How I Met Your Mother. She's been on One on One, Zoe 101, Without a Trace. Man, what these residual
she's
checks
been
like.
Busy.
I want to see these
and
residual
she's a director
checks.
Now, an award-winning
yes,
director.
Yes, Daytime Emmy Awards, Miss USA pageant. She's done a bunch of film
and
as
she's
well.
A mom.
Go ahead, introduce her.
She's amazing. This is Napiera Groves Boykin.
How are you,
my
Napiera?
Girl. Hi.
I'm good. I mean, I sound so much better coming from you guys.
Thanks for joining us today.
But she's a Cincinnati girl, right? Am I making this?
I'm originally from Cincy.
Yeah.
By the way, I was watching the game today, so you guys.
See.
Did they win?
See.
They did.
She's no joke. Like, her, you think your football is like some next level? Like, she gets violent.
Yeah. I'm
okay to say that, right? Like, she takes it to the mat.
You should have her pick your teams for the picks.
I was just going to say.
It has to be her teams, though.
I am a major any of the boys coming out of Hawaii.
Yeah.
I root for them to this day.
Yes.
Tua.
Yes.
And my boy Mariano.
Mario, like, yeah.
I root for all the Hawaii boys.
So cool, because somebody asked me just the other day, who's your team? And I said, wherever there's a local boy, that's my team.
Right.
Yeah.
But not her. She's
Tua,
very low.
Did
She's
Tua
very
play
loyal.
Today? He didn't play today, huh?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still pretty bust up, I think.
I hope he gets better quick.
We don't want to
anyway, this is about you. How long now have you known Brooke? Since the pageant?
Since the pageant. That was in 19... No, are we saying that?
No. Yeah, go ahead. It's 97. It's Googleable.
97.
Yeah.
But it was a glorious year because, as you all know, my buddy at the pageant ended up winning the pageant. And not only that, going on to be our glorious Miss Universe. So I ain't got no problem saying that year. It was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one. Are you have you guys kept in touch since the pageant?
Yeah, since then. I mean, she's done so many wonderful things. Like, at one point, no joke, like, she got so, I was like, I don't think she's gonna return my emails. She's just like a big star now. Like, she's not gonna talk to me. And I reached out and she's like, girl, where you been? I'm like, what? She remembers me.
Wait a minute,
she's
but
a
she.
Big star
the big question is, though, does she follow you on Instagram?
I don't follow people on Instagram.
She's terrible, isn't she?
I only follow BTS.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
So where are you living now?
I live in Los Angeles with my husband and my three kids.
Awesome. And you still doing the grind? Are you going to auditions every day still, or do you not have to anymore?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, we're not in the world of going to auditions much.
Zooming it. Not actually physically going it, but you still doing auditions?
I'm sending in those tapes when they ask me to. I prefer not to.
Right.
But I do. I do a lot of still auditioning. And you know what, though? What I've learned with us now doing our self-tapes is that it really keeps your chops in all areas moving, because now you're like kind of directing yourself and you're kind of setting up lights and you know, I'm getting to do a lot more than maybe I wanted to before, but I feel like I've benefited from doing.
That's cool. You have anything brewing right now that you
go ahead, girl, tell them the whole story. Go.
Wait a minute. Is this a long story? Cause I got to take a break.
Yeah. Take a break first, because this is going to get good.
What is it? How good?
Like film festival good. Like film festival good.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. More with... I want to make sure I got Napiera. Your name right. Napiera.
Yeah.
Not Napiera. Napiera.
Wrong emphasis is on wrong syllables. Yeah.
Syllables.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be Napiera. Right back with more Gross. It's a Hawaii Boykin. Thing.
Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser digital full access subscription for just $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. We have Napiera Groves Boykin hanging out with us. And you're going to tell us a juicy story. What's brewing in your neck of the woods? You got something coming up?
Well, you know, I don't even know if Brooke knows this because we haven't been able to announce it, but Disney finally announced it on Friday. I'm a part of the show you mentioned called Pretty Freaking Scary that hadn't been formally announced, but
nice.
I play the mom on that really cool Disney show, and we now know that we're also going to be on Disney Plus.
Congratulations.
So that's super exciting.
Yay, yes. I didn't even know.
I'm teetering. That's super exciting because the kids I work with is great, and I get to be the mom, and we're doing a lot of episodes, and that's awesome. And then I'm also going back and forth between High School Musical, the series, because
wow,
probably unbeknownst to some people, I was Gina's mom on the first season, but then with COVID, she didn't have a mom for 2 years, and so now I get to go back. I've been going back and forth to Salt Lake City to shoot that, and that's been really fun doing those Disney.
Yes. Yeah.
What? I mean, that's the best boss to have, isn't it? Mickey Mouse. Yeah. I wish my boss was Mickey Mouse. Do you get to go to Disneyland for free if you work for Disney?
Oh, I hear, but I haven't been able to take advantage of that.
Look at that fine print on them contracts.
How old your oldest kid?
She's 14 and just started high school.
Now, does she know who you are and what you're doing? Does she watch any of your shows? Like High School Musical, that's down her alley, isn't it?
Right. And no.
No? Pitch? Did she even watch Pitch?
No. Like, she just watched... No, she'll watch stuff now. And honestly, one of the reasons why, I mean, Brooke knows, she knew me as Napiera Groves. And recently, I went on and took on my husband's name because it's our family name, obviously. And I did notice she told someone or something that I was on something and they didn't believe her. And I think it was the High School Musical and they didn't believe her. And they were like, well, I don't see a Boykin on there.
Oh, so they Googled her. They Googled
and so she's like, and so after that, she was like, I'm not saying anything else, blah, blah, blah. And, but that was like the first time I really thought, well, she might be paying attention.
Yeah.
Or she might actually kind of know what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But they know what she does for a living. She's not an absentee mom.
Wait a minute. Do you,
like, they know she goes to work and that she works at a trailer. She goes over there.
Yeah.
To there,
but if you do it every day, it's kind of natural and they don't really see the you know, unless they're friends.
I mean, if your parents are in the business sometimes,
that's what
I
mean.
It's like that's their job.
Do your kids, do they know you were Miss Universe?
Yeah. There's an internet. Like,
no,
what?
I know. But do they understand the...
No.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
First of all, my son doesn't care.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my girls don't give a crap.
Yeah, then my daughter...
Their friends do.
My daughter is like, whatever.
Yeah, like their friends want to hang out.
Grateful for her, because if she was a pageant girl, could you imagine? I would be like, beside myself.
But there will come a time, Brookie, where she, I think...
You think?
It will, it's going
to
be major.
She wants to be an entertainer.
So triggering for me, probably. Yeah.
And it's probably the only way to pay for college eventually. To join a pageant.
Not necessarily. There's
I almost joined a pageant just so I could pay for college.
Really? What pageant would that be?
I don't know. Okay. Dress drag or something.
Yeah. That's a thing.
So you're having fun with the 14-year-old? Yet?
Yeah.
She's a lovely, lovely girl.
Yeah. But between...
Yeah, and I'm enjoying this stage where I get to be the hawk. But I also got to start like letting go.
Yeah, that's the hardest part. So when you're between 12 and 14, they say they have much better relationships with their father than their mother. They start banging heads, right? You see some of that coming, right?
That happened.
Yeah.
That happened.
So here's the advice I was given, and it really works. First of all, get your husband the book Strong Father, Strong Daughters, and you'll understand what she's going through as a teenager. Because you guys forget. You get older, you forget what you're going through.
You read a book when you had your daughters?
I read this book 4 times, and I wish I got it for my first daughter. I only got it for my second. And it's a huge change. Strong Father, Strong Daughters. Easy read, too. One of the biggest things they explain is that your father is your superhero at that at a 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. So whatever your father says is gold to them, even though you may not think they're paying attention. So 25 people can say the fire is hot. Later when she gets older, she's only going to hear the father's voice saying the father is hot. So the way that he talks to you.
Not that the father's hot, the fire is hot.
The way your husband talks to you is the way she's going to think she needs to find her man. So if he talks nice to you and sweet to you, then that's what she'll always remember.
I did not know any of this.
Yeah.
Weird.
This is amazing. I love it all. She definitely has a very strong bond with dad. But I feel like this, now that we're in high school.
Okay, wait. Save that thought. I'm sorry. I feel like now that she was in high school, we've got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Hawaii thing.
For all your money needs, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union is here for you. Visit HiFiCU.com. Air and Sea Travel Center, best group tours throughout the world. Let's go travel and see the world to make beautiful memories. Call 808-951-9800 today.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing, talking story with Napier Groves Boykin.
Napier.
What is that? What is that, French?
It's French.
French?
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you should know that. Don't you do that app? How to speak French?
Yes, but I didn't equate it with French. I just thought it was her name.
So your daughter is 14.
Yep.
And what's going on?
And she's, I am appreciating this age because, yes, I agree. She has this really great relationship and bond with her dad. And we have our own bond. But what I'm loving right now is that she can, think her dad is, goofy now. Like, she and I can, laugh at things that he does that's goofy together. Whereas before, he was doing no wrong. And now we can laugh and we talk. And she and I, because I have to he and I do a lot of good cop, bad cop, but now I get to kind of lay off sometimes and not, I feel like, be more of the bad cop.
Yeah.
That feels really good. And she's because one thing he doesn't have is he's never been a 14-year-old girl before.
Right, right.
Particularly a 14-year-old African-American girl that has to deal with her hair in the morning and give me enough time and that kind of stuff he's never had to do. So we're kind of,
well, I'm glad that you said that, because in the book they also mention that girls separate from their mothers, but then they also become their best friends after they graduate. But you need to choose your battles with them, because they're going to think they know everything. As long as they don't get hurt, it's not going to hurt them. Let them win. Let them think they're smarter than you.
Yeah.
Now you know why we're friends.
You're never gonna be. We've been there, done that. Got the T-shirt for it three times. You can't rock on us
I know, but you know what I'm saying, right? If she wants to make a decision and you want to get up a little bit.
She was the youngest girl in the pageant that year. I was the oldest that year.
What was the youngest?
Were you 17? No, when you at DC, when you were Miss DC?
Oh, when I won Miss DC, I had just turned 20.
Oh, you
I was
had just
19, I think, when I started the pageant.
Wait a minute, does she know the other, who did we have on? Nana? Didn't she Miss DC too?
Nana Merriweather was Miss Maryland.
Oh, Maryland.
And that was several years later. They don't know each other. They might know each other from other sisterhood, whatever. But 97, she and I clicked for some reason in the middle of Shreveport-Bossier City, and we just were
You're probably the only two brown people there too. Were you an actress? Actress before you won the title?
I was in theater. I was a theater arts, musical theater major at Howard University.
Oh, nice.
But I was going to ask you, Brooke, I can't even remember. I don't think we were actually roommates, right?
We weren't. No, we were not. We were not. Iowa was my roommate because it was alphabetical. So H and I. So Sean Diddy, who's she's still my good friend.
Diddy?
She was my roommate. We weren't roommates, but you and I were always in the back.
I was with you so much. I can't even tell you.
Yeah, you're in every. You really? You can't even. You don't even remember. You remember?
I have no idea who my roommate was. I don't think it was Brooke, but I don't know who it was.
They must have been a terrible roommate.
Every picture I have of us in Shreveport, it's literally me and her.
Really?
I know.
It's bizarre. It's so strange. And we just stayed in touch through the years.
That's nice.
Just bonded like nobody's business.
Do you like doing...
Good spirits.
That's what it is. Do you like doing television, theater, or movies? Which one is the first... If they said you can only pick one for the rest of your life, which one are you doing?
It's funny you say that. I'm really bummed because I come from theater. Like my heart is in theater. I have done a Broadway show and a few off Broadway shows. And
what do you, mean? I have done a few. You've done like 10. You did Annie, Oliver, The Cherry.
Those are like off Broadways, but I did Spamalot on Broadway.
Oh, Spamalot. No way.
Yeah. So like I come from theater. I love theater, but when it comes,
she liked the paychecks more. No,
I know, but my career now has been all about television films. So I just literally hit up my team and I was like, you guys know I sing and you know, I want to get back to theater. And then they sent me this Pat Benatar new musical that's happening here in LA.
Oh. Wow.
And I like to lost my mind. And I don't think I got it. And I'm so peed off.
That's okay. That's okay. Now they know you're on the radar now. So you're going to get something better.
Tell him about this movie that you directed and your guys are getting all of this, like, because it's got to come to HIFF, girl. Like, we're going to make this happen. This got to come to the Hawaii International Film Festival.
Okay,
like,
we're gonna find out about this movie in a second because we got to take a commercial.
Another break?
Yeah.
Why are we taking breaks when it gets good?
So we can get a paycheck.
Okay, whatever.
We'll see you guys in a second. Don't go anywhere. It's a Boop. Hawaii thing. We'll be right back.
Boop. Windows Hawaii. Windows are not only designed to beautify your home, but also to make your home more secure, energy efficient, and virtually noise-proof. Contact Mario now for your free in-home estimate, 808-671-0808.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. Lanai, Brooke, and we're hanging out with Napiera.
Napiera.
Gross. Napiera. It's Nate. You should put the, what do we call that? What? Line over the
if
A.
It helps. You can call me Nate Dizzle if that makes sense.
Yeah. Nate Dizzle. I like that.
Well, because she I follow her on socials. And so it's her, like one of her hashtags, only one Nape. Only one Nape. Like it's one of her hashtags.
I'm
going to
call you Nape. I like Nape.
So,
that's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, she's
awesome. Tell us about this movie you got coming up.
Yeah. So, wow. It's been really cool. We've won a few awards. It's a short film. It's called Isle 2. We just left the Astoria Film Festival in New York. That was like our first premiere at a festival, and we won. I got a Best Performance Award out of that.
Awesome. Congrats.
We won a San Francisco Award, mm-hmm. and I found out, won a Berlin Film Award. And I just found out.
Wow.
I haven't even posted that yet. And it's this film that I wrote like over a decade ago while living in New York.
You wrote it too.
I wrote it, and then I tried to call my girlfriend last year. I was like, yo, come out and direct this film because I was going to be in it and I didn't want to like, and she's like, no. And I was like, what? She was like, I'm sick of you. You need to just direct it.
Oh.
And I was like, what? She's like, no, you really are this, you should expose yourself in this space because she believed in me as a director. And so she would not do it. And
beautiful.
She said, you yourself. I did it myself. I directed it. I produced it, so I was in charge of pretty much trying to get it all together and come to life. And so to finally see it have come to life and now actually being recognized.
Are you,
in certain
only one name.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Only
are you going to get it in HIFF?
If HIFF, we should for sure. Yeah.
When is the deadline? Awesome,
I don't know.
Man.
I'm going to Google. I'll send it to you.
Brooke
later.
Knows some people over
today,
there.
But yeah, you should. Then you can come to Hawaii. What?
I would love to come to Hawaii on business.
Have you been to Hawaii yet?
She's coming.
Yeah. The first time I came, I saw Brooke. This was like right before I got pregnant. So about 4 years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, well, you know, like all good things, there must
are
be.
Are you auditioning
end.
For all the stuff that comes through here? Like the Magnums, the
NCIS,
Hawaii Five-O's, the.
No, my good friend Nick Lachey, who I went to high school with. I believe.
My good friend.
Did you go to school with Vanessa's
no,
husband?
I was with Nick.
No, I know, but like she's a former Teen USA girl, so that's...
Yeah, I know, but I went to school with Nick, so
you
I know
go,
Vanessa's down
you should
down
come
there.
And just stay at their house. They live here now. I interviewed Nick when he was in 98 Degrees.
You did?
Well, because I was confused because she's not from D.C. I always assumed the girl that was representing the state that they were at the pageant is that's where they're from. But she's like, I'm not from there.
Okay, wait.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, I just went to college.
Yeah, she went to college.
Wait, right? We have to say goodbye.
Oh, wait, sorry. I got to give you things.
So she has some nice parting gifts for you. Thank you so much for doing the show with us
We have
today.
Sponsors for
I
our
know,
show.
I know you're busy. This is me and Brooke.
We've got you some T-shirts.
I'm the one playing the ukulele. She's the one with her belly sticking out.
From ADT's.
I love it.
Yeah, thank you, ADT's, for our lovely gifts that we're
please send us
here.
A picture with it when you can.
But I also, because you are who you are and I know you so well, I got you this snuggly
hoodie.
Turtleneck hoodie. from Hawaii, because I know that's what you like to rock. And then we got you a bunch of like candies, macadamia candies.
Wait, are those her shirts too?
Yes.
Why did you throw it down?
Because I'm going to show it to her after. I got to get through all of the other ones. This is from Menihuni Max. We got you some taro chips with seaweed. Just trust the process. Trust the process.
Are they good? Are they
good? Yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Ulu chips, which is going to be your new thing.
Very healthy.
That to you.
Thank you. Am I really getting these things?
Yeah, you are.
And taro chips are coming your way.
You have to come pick them up, though, because we can't pay for postage.
And then bougie bottles. So this is your...
That's for your liquor.
It's for your water.
It'll keep it cold forever.
Yes, and it's from Bougie Bottles, so thank you to Bougie Bottles.
For my water.
So we're going to mail all of this over to you in La La Land, so you'll be getting all of this stuff. So thanks for coming on the show.
You have time for the other shirt. Show the other shirt.
Okay, so then there's this pink one that's their collab with Big Island Candies. So we're sending you this one as well.
Aloha.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah. Sharing aloha.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
happy birthday and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Nate, congratulations.
They come within a week of each other. So
that's
great.
Awesome. You're a Sagittarius?
Yes.
That's why I knew I loved you. We have Nate Groves Boykin, ladies and gentlemen. You can go check out the full version of this show on YouTube, Spotify, Apple. Thank you so much for joining. Congratulations on all your success. Go get the book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, okay? Tell your husband I said good luck. We'll see you guys next time. Ahui ho. Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing, the extended version. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button. Leave us a comment.
Don't comment.
And Brooke would love to hear from you.
I don't want to hear your comments.
Send her all your fan mail.
Don't comment.
Yeah.
They're all like up my whatever, because they're like,
they don't like her.
You're so mean to Lanai. Why are you so mean to him? It's literally all his friends that are probably, he's making them all.
No, it's not. It's my mom. Okay. So anyway, when's the last theater thing you did?
I can't.
Oh, it's been a while. I really love theater. I love people who do theater. I love theater.
Tell people who you went to Howard University with. Go ahead and just.
Who'd you go to Howard?
Name the attendance sheet for that year that you went.
Okay. I went. One of our very good friends in our friend group, and unfortunately he is gone. But Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, wow.
I'm also one of my besties, Susan Kelechi Watson from This Is Us. Gregory Reed, Camila Forbes, who's the executive director of the Apollo Theater.
And wow.
It was a strong year.
What a class, huh?
It was a strong year.
HBO stuff. It was a lot. It was a lot of us. Jamie Patton in New York, an amazing theater director. And just like, that's like my close friend group that I ain't got a problem mentioning.
Yeah.
Right.
Back to school, all you guys' photos are on one wall.
Mine is like nowhere.
Oh,
and,
please.
You know, apparently they're all going back for homecoming.
They didn't invite you?
And I'll be in Great Salt Lake City.
Boop, boop. Working.
Is that where they're filming a musical?
I didn't know that the High School Musical is shot over
why
there.
Why are there? Why is it there? Do you know?
You know, taxes? All the original films were shot there.
Really? In Salt Lake?
The high school, East High, is a real high school in Salt Lake City.
Huh.
Are you doing the whole thing on a soundstage?
Locations. They have locations. They shoot at the original high school that the movies were shot in.
Who did we just have that was on that show?
What show?
High School Musical.
Alec Mappa had been on one of them a while ago.
But who was that? Who was the other one?
Was it the guy?
Do you have Corbin?
No.
From the one that lives, that's in New Zealand as a Blue Ranger now? Was he on one of those? Or no?
Was it Kian?
I don't think Kian.
Did Kian do High School Musical?
I don't think he did.
Oh, no. It was the other guy.
It was
Kainalu.
Kainalu
Moya. He's you know who that, does that name sound familiar?
He's a Hapa kid. He's with the Blue Ranger on the Power Rangers.
But he did a few episodes in Disney. Salt Lake City.
Very gorgeous. Yeah. Gorgeous, gorgeous guy. But he's in New Zealand.
They're young over there.
Local boy.
I know. They're so young.
He's a local boy from Hawaii.
Yeah.
He's like 42, but he looks 16.
Oh, he is too?
No, not that old.
No, but
I was exaggerating.
Other one today from NCIS.
30, looks like 17.
He's 30 playing 17.
He's playing Nick Lachey's wife's son.
On NCIS.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's weird that you haven't been on any of the procedurals that have been out here yet, because you're in LA and you're reading.
Not in Hawaii. I've done the, you know what? I haven't actually done any of the NCISs. I used to go in quite a bit before my last pregnancy. And I think, honestly, I might have said, I'm good. Because, like, after a while, like, they put you in so many times.
That's true.
Sounds I have played literally everything from a crackhead mama to a judge somewhere in, you know, whatever. It's like, if you ain't seen the range here.
There's one is the one in New York that everybody goes on at some point. There's
what Law and Order.
Law and Order. Girl, that they turn the tables. That one, they get everybody through that door at some point.
Oh, I'm the only person in the world.
You haven't done Law and Order either?
No, but I got 30 Rock to balance
Yes, that's a great one.
Like, as far as New York shows go.
You're good.
Yeah, for sure. What am I seeing is with Tina Fey. So I'm like,
I'm good here.
Thanks. How was she off camera?
Amazing. And I just did last year. I did American Auto, Auto with Annika Stiers.
You're just taking the lists. You are just punching it off.
Work with those comedy girls.
Is Tina Fey funny off camera as she is in front of the camera?
Tina?
Yeah.
Super, super funny, but also just really like cool and kind.
Yeah.
And you, after a while in this business, that means so much more.
Of course. Everyone tells me she's very kind.
Very kind. And her husband's from Cleveland. So
Right. Yeah.
Is there somebody that you really want to work with? Who's your idol?
I mean, who doesn't want to work with Meryl Streep? I mean, but if I had to, like, if I had to get out of like the clouds, right now, I'd love to just do like a normal film with someone like Viola Davis, but not like where anybody's like a superhero or even crying in a lot of trauma. But like,
you just like her.
Like some real women
that
are having like real women issues that aren't like so deep, but also like just very authentic.
Right. Yeah. Like that's a girl's trip, but not so crazy.
But not like ridiculous.
Yeah, that's kind of like
I always wanted to work with Robin Williams.
Well,
so if you ever have to
ship
ask.
Sailed on that.
I know, but I know what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like my fame, you know.
So have you been bitten by the director bug, or you're like, that was fun. I'm done.
She's doing more. You can tell by her face.
I am. If I have the time, I'd like to be looking at the next project.
Yeah.
I didn't know I would like it.
As much as you did.
As much as I did.
What did you like about it besides telling everybody what to do? What did you like?
I actually didn't love that part as much.
Yeah.
And a good director doesn't have to do too much of that because you cast it well.
Right.
But I really loved seeing something. A part of it might be because I wrote it, but seeing it from the page and then working with my cinematographer to create these shots to just kind of tell the story. And then ultimately my biggest as a first time director learning curve was post. And so just seeing all the little things that I am not a very detail oriented person. So any exercise in that is hard for me, but I loved it. I loved the details. I loved the moments. I loved putting pieces together from all parts, from location scouting to, you know, to post and sound and special effects. I mean, I didn't know a text message pop-up would be a special effects, did you?
No, I had no idea, girl, no.
Those are your special effects, and you pay for that in the budget. So also as a producer,
right.
Those special effects, as the director, I kind of was just getting, but I did the UCLA producer's
program. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I saw that when you did that.
So I feel like.
But theory and practical, two completely different things.
And if I can do a small shameless plug, I executive produced a Christmas film that is called Holiday Hideaway. I wasn't a creative producer on it. I was an executive producer, but it is airing on BET on November 24th.
Nice.
Oh. And on BET Plus.
Congrats. So,
nice.
Good for you. I'm excited about
You've been busy.
That's it. You know, that's the hardest thing to be when you're an actress or an actor.
What?
Be busy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's why it's important to be still creating, but not waiting for someone to ask you to create. So yeah, that's why,
especially when you are people of color, really, because to wait for people of color to be invited to any of the tables, you'd be like starving and like,
what kind of
waste your life.
Yeah. What kind of music do you listen to? What did you listen to last and you just jammed to in the car?
Force by Napier Groves.
Ooh. Oh
yes,
I
girl.
Let my daughter watch the video, and she was like, I forgot you did this.
Nice.
You're like, yeah, and, not just your mom, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That was the first thing, but I listened to a lot of, like, for me, just to chill out, Tracy Chapman.
Yeah.
Or Sade. Like,
I love Sade.
Folks. I also listened to the DJ Khaled. The last thing I listened to working out is God Did by DJ Khaled.
Did you watch, did you see DJ Cassidy? Do you watch his Pass the Mic?
No.
You have to watch it.
I've heard about it.
You have to. Brooke, you have
about.
To watch it.
What are you talking about?
So DJ Cassidy, he's an old school DJ.
He's the one with the boat hats.
Very slick. Yeah, he's very slick. What he did was he put together all these old school artists, and they all sang live because of the pandemic. Mm. They all sang live for Zoom, but they only sang a verse and a chorus, and then they'd pass the mic to the next artist. So he did. He does, like, he just came out with the old school hip hop one. So it's all like the Wu-Tang songs, and then the one before that was like all freestyle. So it was like Stevie B and all the one before that was like all the Casey awesome. And JoJo and all the R&B. It's pretty cool.
It's so sad that's awful.
Yeah.
Is that the one when they did the Tevin Campbell Can We Talk?
Yes.
Everybody was like passing it.
Yes.
Oh.
You gotta watch it. There's a bunch of them, but they just released the BET Awards one.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So he's like making it a huge thing, and it's getting millions and millions of views.
It's okay, so, I have to check it out.
Yeah, go check it out. You would like it too, because it's all our music.
I remember seeing some of the stuff he was doing during the pandemic, because he was doing like house party nights where he would like get everybody
And it has to be edited because it's perfect. Everything
is
perfect. Of course,
it's got to be edited.
100%. But they make it sound like
it's
okay,
live,
pass the mic.
One
yeah.
shot, like a one
it's
shot.
It's so cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, somebody was asking me and Jimmy the Geek and Hawaiian Ryan to do all the Three Loco Boys songs
like a medley.
Yeah. Anyway,
from beginning to end to through post, not counting how long it took you to write the script, how long was the process from the minute you decided to actually do it? Once you wrote the script, what was the timeline?
Yeah, so being that I was a first-time filmmaker, I don't think I understood how much lead-in time I needed. And I knew I needed to shoot it before my kids went back to school. So this was last summer. Mm. I started pre-production in July, like kind of mid-July-ish. Mm. And I started shooting the first week of August.
Wow.
And then I wrapped, everything was in the can, ready to go in March of this year. So I would say it was a good, six.
Wait a minute. We didn't even say that. What's the name of the film?
The film is called Aisle 2.
Aisle 2. Oh, we did say it. Did we mention that? Aisle 2.
Because
we're
still kind of
words.
Doing the festival circuit. Yet,
what's so it? And what's it about?
Without giving away too much.
Give me the elevator pitch.
Dark comedy thriller. And it's about a young woman who faces a little heartbreak and then decides whether or not she wants to make a choice to have no more tears.
And then did you write it for you and you wanted someone else to direct you in it, or were you just writing
Write it? I was going to play, I think I was at the time when I first wrote it, I thought about playing the main lead girl. Mm-hmm. And then as it moved forward, there's like a mystery woman character that I thought, I always thought I would give it to Rihanna.
of course.
Yeah, you still can. What do you mean?
As you should.
You still can.
As you should.
And then as it got older and the mysterious woman, and I got older over the year, I was like, well, when I ever do it, but I always thought someone else would direct it.
Right.
I didn't really think I would direct it.
Right, right. Until your friend shut you down. She was like,
that's probably the best thing she did.
You're going to do this.
Yeah.
It was. I actually gave her a shout out at the premiere at the Film Festival in New York, because I don't think I would have done it if she was like,
Yeah. And then winning all these awards. I mean, it's nice. Anyway, it's a big thing just to get it done. But like to get the assurance from other people that I'm not crazy.
It makes you feel good about it.
It makes you
feel good. You keep going.
And just to have a live audience.
Yeah.
And the audience to laugh or to be like, ooh,
right,
what? Oh, my God. You know, just to get the response, because for so long it goes from paper to your head, then you get people in your circle that are like, well, why'd you do it like that? And why'd you do it? So you just have to be confident in your choices.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then to feel like at the end, like, okay, I'm not crazy. What I thought was really good.
Right. Did you cast wide or did you just go friends? Was this all just like you calling in favors or?
No, I had a casting director here in Los Angeles. We had callback. I had a reading callback. It's a small cast though. It's only a cast of about 4 or 5. Mm. And they're excellent actors. My cast is amazing. They're just really strong actors and they're all working and doing their thing. They're kind of like, when are we soon? I'm gonna have a screening in LA soon.
Oh, can we watch it anywhere here? Is it on any platform?
Not yet. Because like I said, we're still doing the festival circuit. Yeah. So once I feel like that's all done, we'll hopefully be talking to some folks about getting it on a platform.
All right.
And then I'll have to come back.
Yes. Well, congratulations on everything.
Yeah.
Brooke's gonna work on getting it in HIF.
Yes.
And then when you come,
I'll look at the dates.
And when you come to Hawaii, come join us in the studio.
Yeah, and then you can come into studio and I
all right. Shoot. Congratulations on all your success.
Thanks for taking time. I miss you.
Nate Dizzle, ladies and gentlemen, are you on the gram? Are you on Facebook?
I'm Napier Groves Boykin at Dale's Daughter. At Dale's Daughter. It's private, so you have to ask.
Okay.
Mind if I think you're okay?
Well, congratulations. Look forward to seeing all your work.
Thanks for
Nate Dizzle, ladies and gentlemen. Follow her. Please subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell there and leave us a comment. We'll see you guys next time. Ahuiho.